Housing now. New figures show government has only met 30% of its target for new build social homes in the first 9 months of this year. This follows predictions by the central bank last week that government looks set to fall short of its 2030 target of 300,000 homes. But at the same time, the number of new build homes is 40% higher than this time last year. Well, Dublin Midwest TD and Sinn Féin spokesperson on housing, Eoin O'Brien, is on the line. Good morning, Eoin.
Good morning to you, Cian.
3,143 new social homes built in the first 9 months against a target of 10,000 for the year. How are you reading this?
This is very bad news. First of all, the target itself is too low. We need about 15,000 new build social homes a year to start tackling homelessness and shorten local authority council waiting lists. So the fact that only 3,000 of the target of 10,000 have been delivered to date not only shows that the government aren't going to meet their target, but they're also not going to start tackling the housing and homelessness crisis seriously. They're also way behind on their affordable rental and their affordable purchase targets as well. Now, those targets are even lower than the new build social, but only 925 cost rental and 563 affordable purchase homes delivered in the first 9 months of this year. Far, far fewer than what's actually needed. And of course, many of those homes aren't even affordable in the first place.
Well, the new build social home figures, you say it's bad news, but are you jumping the gun a bit? We still don't have the full figures for the year.
Well, the government says this every year when they release the quarter three figures. And then, of course, when we get the quarter four figures for the last 4 years in a row, and I suspect this year again, the targets will be missed. There is always an increase in the final quarter, and I'm factoring that in. But it's very, very hard to see 70% of the targeted output for this year delivered in the last 3 months of the year.
So you can't see the catch up there, because government would argue that delivery always spikes in quarter four.
And it does. And every year for 5 years, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have still missed their social and their affordable housing targets. And you see, there are real consequences to this. This isn't just about numbers or targets. There's a reason why there are 16,000 adults and children in emergency accommodation this Christmas. There's a reason why and the number of people waiting for social housing is rising, and the length of time they're waiting is rising. There's a reason why house prices and rents are going up and young people are emigrating. It's because in the main, government isn't doing its job of delivering a sufficient volume of social affordable homes. And that has real consequences, particularly for those people in the most acute housing need.
Now, saying all that, Eoin O'Brien, the Department of Housing says new build output is 40% higher than this time last year. Isn't that progress?
So there was a very poor third quarter last year. But when you're starting from such a low base, it is nowhere near as impressive as government sounds. And in fact, if this was such good news, government would have published these figures last week and we could have had proper Oireachtas scrutiny. The fact that they snuck the figures onto the department's website yesterday morning in the mouth of Christmas shows that even the government are embarrassed by the figures. But let's be very clear. The target for this year is 10,000 new build social homes. They've only hit 30% of that, and they're not going to meet the 10,000 target, in my view. And that's a target that's too low to begin with. We need at least 15,000 new build social homes on average. And yes, we might get more than we got last year. There might be 8,000 or 8,500. But that's still nowhere near enough to start getting families with children and single people out of emergency accommodation and bring down social housing waiting lists, which in many parts of the country at the moment are 10 years plus.
Well, 10,000 is the target, 30% hit in the first 9 months. What's a better way of doing it?
So I've been arguing for quite some time that the government needs to streamline the way in which it delivers social affordable homes, basically devolve far more power to our local authorities and approved housing bodies and let them get on with the job. There's far too much micromanagement, not just by the Department of Housing, but the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform social and affordable housing delivery. What we also need to see, of course, is the delays that were particularly acute at the end of last year and early this year, where departmental approval for projects was slowed down by a factor of about 6 months, done away with. But ultimately, we also need the targets to be increased. Government needs to not only accelerate, but increase the delivery of social and affordable homes. I mean, the idea, for example, that a target of affordable rental and purchase homes of just over 4,000 is anywhere close to enough, I really think highlights the lack of ambition by this government. Well, so it's less red tape, less bureaucracy, more funding, more ambition, and ultimately then hold the local authorities and the approved housing bodies to account for their delivery.
You've already stressed the human side of this. Homelessness is at a record high. You've mentioned the figures at nearly 16,800 people, including 5,200 children, using emergency accommodation. What do you say to those people this morning?
So, first of all, we say to them that we are fighting tooth and nail for those people to get the homes that they need and they deserve. Focus Ireland produced some very important research, which they published the week before last, which showed one of the reasons why there's a growing number of people in emergency accommodation is because not only is government not delivering enough social affordable homes, but they're not delivering the right kind of homes. We need far more one beds and three and four bed homes for those people who are trapped long term in emergency accommodation. I'm absolutely convinced that a government could end long term homelessness by 2030, as is the government's target. But to do that, you have to put in place the kinds of measures, and for many years I've been calling not just for a general increase in social affordable homes, but the use of emergency planning and procurement powers along with new building technologies to produce an additional stream of social affordable housing specifically targeting people who are long-term in emergency accommodation. You could end pensioner homelessness in a year. You could end child homelessness over a five-year period, but only if you have the political will and ambition to do that, and that's sorely lacking in the current government.
Do you have to give credit where credit is due? Ultimately, what's the bottom line on this? New build output is 40% higher than this time last year. You've addressed that already. But isn't that progress? Isn't it moving in the right direction?
Credit where credit is due will be given when the number of people in emergency accommodation is falling, where the cost of renting or buying a home is falling, where the volume of social affordable housing actually meets need, where our young people don't have to make the Hobson's choice of the box bedroom of their parents' home or emigrating. Those are the key indicators of government housing failure. And at a time when child homelessness is at the highest point in modern history, I don't think we can talk about giving this government any credit whatsoever. They are responsible for rising rents, house prices and homelessness. And all the same, at the same time, they're simply not meeting their inadequate social affordable housing targets. I'm sure they might deliver a little bit more than last year, but that is nowhere near enough to get those 5,000 children out of emergency accommodation, to get the growing number of pensioners out of emergency accommodation, but also those people who are spending their second or third Christmas in emergency accommodation, to get those people into the permanent homes they deserve.
Dublin Midwest TD and Sinn Féin spokesperson on housing, Eoin Ó Briain, thank you for joining us this morning. It's now 7:24.